من جزء مخاوف شعبه ما تقدرش تقول that when it takes to rule a banyot if you're not in Kairi. So this is really the Yerushalmi here. The Yerushalmi says matzav zulo enemies. So then the Yerushalmi and the Kashi, why do we say he hates matzav when she's a yoch when she's a rabbi? So why do we say that if someone is kriya, I beg it. If someone is kriya, I beg it. I know he is highly kriya. So of course you're not allowed to be kriya on Shabbos. But suppose you did it on Shabbos, you have a kind of piece of kriya. So Yerushalmi and the Kashi, what is the difference? So Yerushalmi gives the parents. Yerushalmi says, Tamon, hamatzo hi avim. Bram hoche, in the avim. In other words, the aloche of pizza, avon avim, that does not mean that if the person fulfills the mitzvah as a result of the performance of an avere, so the male is not in Kaliya. Many mitzvahs are done as a result of avere. So of course, if somebody will ask him, am I allowed to do an avere in order to enable me to do a mitzvah, so the answer will be, of course not. But that doesn't mean that the avere, if you did that avere, so you cannot be mitzvah, you cannot be kind of the mitzvah. Let's say somebody on Shabbos will cut off the horn, of a ram, and he would shape it on Shabbos and adapt it into a shofar on Shabbos it would. And then on Rosh Hashanah he would use it for blowing, so he would not be mitzvah. Of course not be mitzvah. So what does mitzvah don't have to imply if the chetzer of mitzvah has to come to buy a baveret? Gozo, it attaches, imposes, it shem the buy a baveret to the chetzer. The chetzer is there. Now Yerushalmi says that if somebody will gazel a shefer and blow the shefer, so he'll be kind of mitzvah. Why? Ain't we killed in gazel? Because the chetzer of mitzvah is not a shofar. The chetzer of mitzvah is the coal that comes out of the shofar. And the coal is not gazel. So it's only rumor by gazel. Because it has a shemli fire by there. The chetzer of mitzvah is shemli fire by there. So the melee, that's one thing. That thing of mitzvah bota vere, that in the chetze of mitzvah, the shem levaya vere, you cannot be kind of mitzvah with the chetze, with the chetze shem levaya vere. This is your Yerushalmi calls, what Rabbeinu says, in a vere mitzvah. But then Rabbeinu says, in mitzvah vere. Then that's another halacha of mitzvah bota vere. Let's say, the halamin of the Gemara was that mitzvah is wrong. So then the Rabbeinu said, at the beginning, since it's just honesty, so when one blows the shofar, he's behind the mitzvah. So it's even Mr. Amoye. So the male is not behind the mitzvah. Why? Because if mitzvahs would be honesty, so then it would mean that how is he carrying the mitzvah of shofar through the avere? If mitzvah were honesty, and without the avere, so in other words, without the mitzvah, how is he able to avere? Because of the mitzvah, because he's in kind of mitzvah. And if he wouldn't be in kind of mitzvah, then he certainly wouldn't be there in somebody. Let's say if somebody will, if Shimon is also there, I know you from Ruben, and Ruben blows the sheep from Rosh Hashanah for Shimon. And suppose Shimon will not even be in kind of mitzvah of Shimon. So will he be delivered to Israel of Anoye? No. Because the only Anoye consists in the Kimah mitzvah. And if he's not in kind of mitzvah, so the male is not in a mitzvah anoyah. So the male is wrong, and the Gemara assumed in Rosh Hashanah that mitzvah is the honest mitzvah. So the Chovei said, Echotzeh lo yosho, because of the halacha of a mitzvah aveir. In other words, there couldn't be an aveir as a result of the kiyum mitzvah. And if the aveir is constituted as a result of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and if he won't be in Kiyum HaMitzvah, he won't have the Aveire, so then it's not the Kiyum HaMitzvah. This is the Aloha that Rabbi Yisi says, the Mitzvah Aveire. Om Rabbi Le'il HaMitzvahs, Im HaSisei Kimitzvos on the Mitzvahs, V'Lav in Mitzvahs. So the Mele, by Ho'ichel Matzuk Zulo Pesach Naif, we have both Mitzvahs. On one hand, the Matzah is the Chetz of Mitzvah, and it has the Shem Yubayu Aveire. And then on the other hand, So he is mikayim the he's able to avere because of that mitzvah. So memele, so one mentioned the time of a mitzvah deo, and one mentioned the time of a nadeo mitzvah, and one mentioned the time of a mitzvah deo. So this is what the Ramban said. The Ramban is chilek. He's chilek on the Yishu Forish. The Yishu Forish says that Tzadok Shlachim B'tachra is L'chatchila M'Draise because of this Aranoi. And according to the Yishu Forish, we don't apply the aloche of mitzvah Rav-Lenis. So then he says, and but we also yotz. So he says, no. If it's a Yisra-Raise, so the Mele, in Chotzo, no yotzo. Why? Because the Gemara says to Rosh Hashanah, at first Rabbi said, "Echazel lo yotzo." Hold on, Rabbi, "Echazel yotzo." My time is our lesson. How we need to learn is keep shem yotzo nene. We already saw it. We lo yotzo, we also we klum. We need to show in nene. I'm willing to yotzo. I'm willing to yotzo. So if it's also about loy, so the male should not be the kind of the mitzvah of chutzit. So we have a chiddush in Ramban. We have chutzit is a mitzvah. Chutzit is also a matya. The question is, the heta will not say, is it contingent upon the Kiyuma mitzvah of mitzvah, or it's not contingent? So from this Ramban we see that in the case where it's not the kind of mitzvah of mitzvah, so then the mitzvah is not matkiya the zikeh either. In other words, the koel zikeh that takes effect to mitzvah is contingent upon the Kiyuma mitzvah of mitzvah. And in the case where you will not be the kind of mitzvah of mitzvah, so the mitzvah will not even be matkiya the zikeh. So this is what Ramban says. So how can we say, Sanu Shalakum Vintachos, So that should preclude the Kiyuma mitzvah. That's a Gemara before Eshes. In Rosh Hashanah. Because as long as Rabbi assumed that mitzvah still any speak to, so he said, Echazel yotzo. Hold on, Rabbi. Echazel yotzo. Why? Because mitzvah is love. So it doesn't involve an Israeloi. But if it would involve an Israeloi, then it would not be Yitzhak. Why not? Let it be either the Israeloi and let it be the kind of Yitzhak. So the answer is, there is, besides the aloche of in Abeho Mitzvah, so there is aloche of the Mitzvah Abeho. In other words, if the Abeho results from the Kiyuma Mitzvah, and without the Kiyuma Mitzvah, there won't be any Abeho, so then it's not the kind of Mitzvah. So here too, if it is also with the Reise to use the Sandal Shalom Zohar for Chritze, so the Mele shouldn't be the kind of Mitzvah. If it will not be the kind of Mitzvah, so then there won't be any Anoy. So what is the Teretz of the Yeshmi Foresh? The Yeshmi Foresh will say, Enoch Amen, that is Muchach from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That where the Kiyuma Mitzvah is the basis of the Aveira, so then we say it's not the kind of Mitzvah. In order that the Aveira should not be constituted by the Kiyuma Mitzvah. So in other words, so a Mitzvah Aveira. But, so in this case too, Samu Shalakum, since it's Osea, with Reise, to use the Samu Shalakum Zore for Mitzvah, so the male death will be matkiya the Kiyuma Mitzvah. So neither the Baal, neither the Yom, nor the Rome will become Mitzvah. But whereas the Ramban Shite is, that the Akkoya Sike is contingent upon the Kiyuma Mitzvah, and in any case, where the Kiyuma Mitzvah does not take it, when there is no Kiyuma Mitzvah, so there is no Akkoya Sike, so the Shite of Yishli Polish is, that it's two separate things. In other words, first of all, Chritze is Matkiya Zikeh, and Chritze is Kiyuma Mitzvah. But even in the case where there cannot be any Kiyuma Mitzvah, it will still be Matkiya Zikeh. It will still be Matkiya Zikeh. All right.
Shir Ayin Gimel and Gittin, Tesvav, Sivan, Heitov Shalama Tes, June 10th, 1979, and Sunday.
Allora voi, ricosa del loro Kochak, that the get has to be written, but if it's engraved, it's no good. The neighbor of the Tikelak, see, so from this, rise it appears that the ticket engraving is not Ksav, the remuner. Every chi yotza b'chsav shal gabi tabre, u'pinke is yotza b'chay. So what is Ksav shal gabi tabre? In a tablet, in other words, engraving. So we see that Ktike is considered Ksav. So, Eve Chiyot Shechokak, Bitavle Bisaki. Eve Chiyot Shechiru, Bixav Shechokak Al Gavitavle, Da, Upinkis, Kineisi Shol Zochem, Shechif Kiam Leim Beit. So we see that Ktike is Ksav. But, Avulim Ksav Shal Gavit Kife Van Duchte. In other words, the Ksav that is real made on a headband and embroidery, so that's not good. Why? Because Rashi says, "Lo yivchsav shabbi kife ki kibba shel tzemer v'neisis anoshim tachas tziv kishorei." It's a headband. Ki la'mirinom v'amein sheyitzvan duchterei tachshi v'yireit mino olo tzuriz b'mahat v'imrok mu עלי ומסיריס הגט אין המסעב ובשאין קוסם לקבוע אלו מוטל הבגט ובייס חוש אוף חובית נדמו יצאו, if it's made an embroidery, I mean through, by weaving, that's not considered קסב because קסב means that you either you engrave it in the parchment or in the tablet or you write into it but מה שאין כן, when you weave, when you are in the GCS so that's mutal on the begit. That's mutal on the begit. That's not considered ksav. But engraving is ksav. Is ksav. So it's ikashi. So how does the price say? Because of the chokak. Omar ule omar leza lo ikashi. Ho de chok teicheitz. Ho de chok yireichitz. Two kinds of engraving. If he engraves it directly, let's say, he engraves, let's say, top. By pushing in a line here, a line here, and a line here, directly, that's Chokir Eichetz, that's Ksire. But suppose it's done in relief. He's engraving in the interior, all around and about, and then a nose comes out. In other words, you take a piece of wood, and in the interior you keep on engraving, so then here on the side, certain ACS start bulging out. That's not considered Ksive Biodai. That's considered Lichta Meiro. And you can have the same thing, let's say, with ink too. Suppose some ink spilled, and then you start erasing the interior, and you read one line here, one line here, one line here, then you have the Tzura stop. But since you didn't write the top directly, originally it was just a blotch of ink that spilled on the paper. And then you started to erase the interior. So it's Hoktechens, like engraving in the interior. All right. Now, Hode Hoktechens, Shalaisias, Itzidean, the Oasias built his, Enixat, which we shall see as Oasias. El Chokak we say, he only engraved in the interior. Voetz nishak moishohoyo, vitvus oesies neyelel. Ho de chokir eichesh oesies. Dehaine, if he engraved the lines of the oesies themselves, the lines of the top, the lines of the head, so then it's iksiv amamesh. Dehaine imamesh nishka aksam, zu iksiv. All right. So is the question. See if you do the engraving in the interior, and then the ACS are four. So that's not Ksive. V'rimino. Lo yhoyo ksovi shikeya elo beile kidim leisov. That's in regard to the tzitz. So the ACS are the tzitz. So it was not shikeya. It wasn't sunk in the gold. Elevated, but it bulged. It wasn't sunk, in the gold, but it was bulged. Kitzuri shel din rizon, like the stamp, like the seal of din rizon. But din rizon teichesei, because in din rizon, so in other words, if you want to make a stamp, so there are two ways of doing it. Either you can make a stamp, there are two ways. Either you can press through the back and then it bulges out in front, then it would be chokirechus. Or you can press here in the interior on the same side. So the melee it will bulge out. That's chokirechus. Now, so by din rizov, so they used to make the compression on the same side, not to press in the back and push it out in front. That would be chokirechus. But they used to make the compression on the side, on the same side in the interior. Memele, the ACS goes down. That would be chokirechus. Now here, the Braise says that the ACS and the tzitz was similar to the dimly, it wasn't sunk, the ACS, but they were bulging. The ACS were bulging, like in din rizov. But in din rizov, so the compression was made on the same side, not through the back. So in din rizov, it's teichetz, and the Braise says that the tzitz, it was in the same way as din rizov, but din rizov teichetz. So the Gemara says, kidin rizov, loike din rizov. Kidin rizov, the analogy with din rizov is only in respect to the fact that it wasn't Shokua, it was Bailey. It wasn't sunk, the ACS weren't sunk, but they were bulging. That's the analogy. The Kidin Rizov, the Bailey, loike din rizov. Dilo hosom teichetz. In din rizov, the stem is made, the compression is made on the same side, in the interior. But here, in the tzitz, the compression was made from the back. So the mele, that's chokirechus. So teichetz chokirechus. Now, what din rizov teichetz? Because how did I teach you makir? Because this chesem amad b'yala dinera teichetz. Who's finished to us a chesem? He makes the compression. Now, if we were here on the side, the mele here bulges out. In the dimension. So that's teichetz. Chesem amad beya maki bikones chesem amad beya dina teichetz. Usvive isures achesem shishikaz vein lei teichetz teichetz usvive isures adina uchinegesh kies areishem achesem min adina shozov nitcha umei leo haksu roi meres min kebo vikabitzitz ksi michtav pituch echesem. So we see that the tzitz it had a din of ksav al tzive viroche yerechis shoya tzitz dak came past, vitzor esies meivro echo, from the back, he pressed it. Videre kiriseyem vein beltes meivro asheni, v'moi shemitzayim kesed ezor, ho osu yukoba, v'kliyem shesheisim ben yad. Alright. Om rabin el rabash, chush me michat chor, itzu knuf em michne. That's echeitzem amadbeya. So, is that Choktechel, the Gemara before mentioned that it's Choktechel, because that's the Maskona here. So, is it Choktechel, it's Michres Choritz, HaTechel, Vaz Vishol Zerosi, Shishikas, Chelotzin Lider, Kim Techel, in other words, it's made, the Magbeya is made, by realizing a compression on the same side, in the interior. ודרך כתיכל זווי של סעדין, עד שאיבא נסיר סעדין הבלטס, כמו שאויסו, ונחתי מן השם חופק, כסגת וחנסת, וכוס ואו גם איתרס, להב וקסעה ותיכס. So, מיכס חוריס is חלטיכס, אוי כנוף הם מיכנה. In other words, the compression is made from the back, and it bulges out the aces to the front. So then, it is example. אומר לי מיכס חוריס. So, במטבעה, so the compression is made on the same side and the interior, and that affects the bulging out of the aces. So, in other words, so that's not exact. אמר להם מי חרץ פה? עושה אוי מפוי תנוף ומקנף צורס החיסם שישיקס כשיסאו דרך כי כשתרסאו דרך כי מסתיר של נזוב ניח לעזוב צז בדרך בשכשכי יש הצורת ונמתח מתר דרך כי וניח תעשו לשיח הצורת ולאו ממילאים אל נאו די מקס הקונס הצורה עצמו נתרס through the back, the compression is made through the back and there it affects the bulging of the ACS in front varikos of Eli. So he said, Michrat Choritz, that is Teichitz. Eis, lohoyok, so mishikiri ala beilek in the Zohar. Viz al gdaidach Michrat Choritz, hobin no michta vileke, kedin rei Zohar, viloike di Zohar. Kedin rei Zohar, di beilek, viloike di rei Zohar, di lohosom mi gavoye, vei hochem me avroi. Vei hochem me avroi. Right. So that's more of the same thing more said before. With a goye make or ration the sitzach at the letters me. I will sit, so he makes the compression from the back. I will sit there like my goye be the lotus magavoye. And then the bulging comes out in front. Right, so that's the cloud. That chok teiches is not considered itself. Chok yireches is considered itself. It might succeed. Now, there is a machlekes in Pirik Abayin, not that it's negay here to get, but it's important to know. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Gemara, now, in order to be chayav chatos on the score of Kesi on Shabbos, you have to write two Aces. Now, suppose you have the Ches, not our Ches that we write, but the Ches in the Aces of the Sefator, of Ksav Ashutz. So it's connected on top. So suppose he's marked on top, like this. So there will be two zines. So if he will be marked here on top, so he'll separate one zine from the other zine. So the Gemara says in Pirkei Avot is higher than this, even though all he did, he was just marked on top. He didn't write two zines. So he's still higher. So the Rashbo says that this is a raya, that this is not chotev. In other words, when you are matri, the top of the ches, of the roof of the ches, and thereby forming two zions, that's not chotev. Chotev means there is no maizik sivik. It comes by itself. When you keep on engraving, here in the interior, and then, So you take out the wood, you carve out the wood over here and over here, and then here you don't carve out this wood. So it remains, let's say, one line of the top. And here you don't carve out any wood. So another line of the top. That's chotechet. Or if you have a blotch of ink that was filled out on the paper, and then you keep on erasing the ink here, the ink here, and you leave certain ink. So mele, that's considered ksivim mele. It's not nichtav ma'atzmo. It's not considered tzivim yodayim. But here you yodayim, as Rashbo says, you are mafkid this from this. So that's not considered chok teichis. That's chok yireichis. Because if it would be chok teichis, he wouldn't be chay v'chados on the score of this. The Ram is matzik on Rashbo. And he says, no, this has a din of chok teichis. Because after all, you didn't try the Zion. The Zion was there. The whole Tzura Zion was there before. You just were matvit, you are separated by erasing a certain point, a small segment. So by erasing a small segment, you are matvit one side of the other. But you didn't try the Zion. So that is Chokteres. That is Chokteres. In other words, suppose the Sefer writing is about all. Had to write two zions, but by mistake he wrote the ches, and then the sefer would try to correct it that way, So according to the Rashbo, it would be all right, but according to the Ram, it wouldn't be all right. It's chotechet. So why is it chayav on Shabbos? So he says by Shabbos the whole aloha of chotechet doesn't apply. Why? Because by Shabbos. In other words, I am hired for creating two ACS, for producing two ACS. Of course, if they'll produce two ACS, Al Mikomeh, he will not be higher. But the production, the creation of Toesiyah is not Al Mikomeh, it's Yodai Mamesh. But in the Ksive, in the Maise Ksive, it's Choktei Ches. It's not Yodai. In writing the Tzunas of the Esiyah. But by Shabbat Shemat Mechuyev for writing the Tzunas of the Esiyah. But for creating the Esiyah. So the Mele, even though it's Choktei Ches, so by Shabbat the Ram says it's all right. Now, but this is Negev. I mention it because it's Negev Gamget. Gamget, there is a law of Ksive. Not just of producing, creating Esiyah. By Shabbos, it's a lot of Lechus Makshevitz. So, if you produce, create two Esiyahs, you're dying. So then, Yachayet. According to Mashenkin by the Beget, so certainly. So that means, let's say, suppose you had to write in the Get. You had to write in the Get, two Zayins. And by mistake he wrote the Ches, and then he'll take, so can just be mafkid on top and form two Zions. So according to the Rashbo, he can do it, according to the Rav, he cannot do it. Boyim in a Rove Merav Nachman, Kosaf lo get, Al Tashal Zo, Viomalo, his Kabli Giteich, his Kabli Ksuvosech, Mal. So suppose he wrote the Get on a tablet, on a golden tablet. So the golden tablet, that's the paper, that's like the paper or the parchment. Viomalo, but there is one difference. When you write on paper, on parchment, so the paper, the parchment has a relatively little value, less than a put. But when you engrave the Get on a golden tablet, then it might have a very substantial value. So suppose he wrote the Get on a golden tablet, V'yomalo yiskab nigitech v'yiskab niksugosech ma. He said to her, you be mikabel the Get, and be mikabel and be mikabel the ksum, because the value of the gold is more than 200 zuz. So he wants her to collect by receiving this golden tablet on which he gets his engraving, that she should get payment of the ksum. Is it a good get or not? Omale in his capital Gitov in his capital Ksuvos. It's a good get. Even though she did not get the golden tablet on which the get was engraved as a gift. But it was given to her in payment of a debt that was due to her. So maybe that's not considered Vinosa. That's not considered Vinosa. Now, from this Gemara itself, we can deduce what the Exegetes of Babel say, Lidog is. But it seems that from this Gemara itself, it's a raya, that by get, it's not enough to realize a physical delivery of the get. But he has to be machne, the paper, the parchment, the golden tablet. Because if we say that by get, there are two requirements. First of all, he must realize the physical delivery, and then he must also be marked the paper, the parchment on which the get is written. He must be marked the get. So that we understand the Shaila Gemara. In this case, he is marking her, but he is marking her in payment of a debt. So that's not considered a good aknoyeh. Or perhaps it is a good akhoy, because sof kol sof, this golden tablet did not belong to her before, and now he is marked to her. So even though he is marked to her in payment of a debt as well, But it's still Akron. It's still Akron. But if we are going to assume, as Nick says, that by yet there is no need to acquire title in the paper, and the Baal just has to give, and the whole halacha of Minosa, according to the Ktzeis, is only that the get has to be written or has to be given on a paper that belongs to the Baal. But it doesn't have to be marked there to the Isha, so that the Isha should become the acquired title of the paper. So why shouldn't it be all right? Why shouldn't it be all right? So it's raya from this Gemara that by get, not as the Ktzeis says in Simen Resh Beis. It's a big yisod, it's a very radical yisod, by the Ktzeis. But, so from this Gemara itself it appears that nisine grede, a naked physical delivery is not enough. There has to be a nisine, but he has to be makle, the paper, the get, to the Isha, and the Isha has to acquire title, and even though the Isha becomes in the Russian Sivum when it's about Koko, so then there's a Kosu by the Russian, that she can acquire title in the paper even though it's about Koko. Eis, hiskabli gitech vasho uksivoseir, hiskabli giko vasho uksivoso, taime di kisho, hole kisho loi, so the Gemara is midari from the Braise, hetif, let's say, he writes, a get on a golden tablet. And then let's say this is the atheist of the get, Ariya. And then there is a big portion of the tablet that he remains blank. So if he says, he gives it to her, and he says, you be me precious, and the rest of the tablet that is not overtaken by script, so you should accept in payment of the exuberant. So then it is all right. So the implication is only when there is enough gold in the rest of the tablet that is not overtaken by exam to pay the debt of the exuberant. But suppose in the shore there isn't enough to pay the debt of the exuberant, but only the gold that is behind the atheist has enough to pay the tzuve. So then it's not all right. So it's not as Rav Nachman said. So the Gemara says, look, so the Gemara says, who are the Nachman Le Kisho? The Hokamashman Nachman Le Kisho. Yom Aloei, Iloi Loi. My time is Aviva de Midyotel. That even if there is, let's say it's a big tablet, and the whole get is finished here, and then there is a big portion of the golden tablet that is not accurate, not overtaken by any writing. So he cannot say, after he gives it to her, now why don't you should cut off the lower piece of the golden tablet and give it to me? Because that is not part and parcel of the get that I gave you. I only gave you that portion that is overtaken by itself, and the rest you should give it back to me. So the working, or you should get payment of the, you should get paid the super debt with that portion. So the mashmalon, that if he didn't spell it out at the time of the Nisine, so she cannot claim to have paid out the debt by giving her a portion of a golden tablet that was not overtaken by an exam, only if he spelled it out. But if he did spell it out, even if that gold, that portion of the tablet that is overtaken by Iksav, he wants that it should be in payment of the Tzuve, so it's still valid. The Jewish is still valid. Mashmon, I've got the Kisho, Yomo, Eini, Loyoy, my time I've given the Midiote. Yomo, Hole Kisho, Loy, the Midiote, get boiled, make some atomic move, and she'll give it. ולוי מי שפרויים, דחסים נוסע, יום הלך שבוסע, אביר גיל, אביר גיל. Now, I mentioned that from this Gemara it's a raya negative Ktzeis. But perhaps the Ktzeis could say, this is really the Shaila of Gemara. That's really the Shaila of Gemara. When the Gemara raises that question, He's coming into this coming to Rosh. Whether it's good or not, so that's the Shalom Gemara. Is that, does Rinosan only imply a halacha, a requirement of a naked delivery? Or it also implies, in addition to the delivery, the handing over on your day or your door, it also implies a aknoye that she has to realize a kinyan in the get, in the paper, the parchment, in the golden tablet, whatever. Whatever the get is written. So the Gemara says, Niskaplo Gito, Niskaplo Gito. So in other words, that's the reason that's why she's in Russia. Because there is no requirement that she should acquire. If there had been a requirement that she should became it, the golden tablet, so then it has to be, she has to became it, Biteras Matonic Mure, not Biteras Beore. Now, we could say that what we see from the Fidushi Arashvo, certainly negative things. Here's the Kedusha Rashi. Omalei, Niskablo Gitov, Niskablo Shavosho. Mir, Tichep Shalimake, Tichip Tinesim Lo Gubi Shal Tas, Shavosho, Havli Pereya Baavir, Uchikushi Derobe. So, if the Rashba held that there is no need for being king in the paper, for being king in the paper, that it's only a loche of the synagogue, a nature delivery, your name, your door. So, and the Nosal only implies that it has to be done on the paper belonging to the bar, not that the Isha has to acquire title in the paper. So, what Kasha is doing? Vinirami, Vichim, Yomamo. Hoche, vihi kibose, vihavale keimalo, his kabli kite yechum, look mochum kisugose. Uchim yin shomu ferikame nikushi, kin si sewa ze shan chayu lechi, vichoza veomalo, his kachi uboi, mikudeshi, uchvi shperash vishom, vimoch lochimo, vinechizeres vigilu men, vinechizeres vigilu. So he explains that the only reason why it's a good get is because since he said his kabli gita, his kabli ksuvosev, and she agreed, so that means that she agreed to be meichel ksuvosev. After all, she's not interested in theoretical things, whether she gets it, b'tiras peroyim, she gets it, b'tiras matonim mura, all she's interested is to have the same amount of money that she's entitled to collect. Now she is entitled to collect 200 zoos. Now he's making a proposal to her whereby she'll have the 200 zoos. So mainly, what does she care? So whether she will get it b'tiras peroyim or she'll be meichel the chiv of the ksuveh, mainly she'll get the same 200 zoos b'tiras matonic mura. As long as she'll have the 200 zoos, what does she care? So mainly, the reason why it's good is because she. We presume that since she agreed to it, so the male she means to be meichel ksuveh. So she gets paid the ksuveh debt for mechilah. And now the whole golden tablet, she acquires title in it, b'tiras matonic mura. That's why it's good. But suppose he'll say, and she'll say, I'm not meichel ksuveh, but I just want. I'm accepting that b'tiras peroyim chayim, then she will not be Rashi. So it's a rayon of Rashi from the Rashbo, not like it says, that she has, that a Sinek Revi is not enough. She has to acquire title in the paper, in the golden tablet. So the Chiddush is that even if she acquires title, but if she acquires title in the golden tablet, not b'tiras matonim, but b'tiras peroyim, it's not good. According to the Xeis, there is no kashe by the Rashi. So that's a parallel. I mean, how can the Xeis say that? I mean, in this Rashi, it's mifuah b'feirash. Kinegi. Now, it's true, I didn't see it in Avodah Hashem. And from Rashi's Roshim, it's not mashma that he agrees with Rashi. Because Rashi says, Hovek esholoi, did Kinegi boil in Meisav lo matonet mureh, mishim yoreshim. Gemurim Shikiroi, the Chsid Nosa. So it's Mashma that according to Rav Nachman, the Mikain Get, while she has to acquire title in the Mikain Get, in the paper and the golden tablet, but it doesn't make any difference how she acquires title. Whether she acquires title in it, B'teiras Matonei Gemurei, or B'teiras Piroi Namachim, as long as she acquires title. If, let's say, the golden tablet would belong to her before, so then she wouldn't acquire title in it. But the golden tablet did not belong to her before. And he's giving it to her in payment of a debt. And so he is marked with her, but he's not marked to her b'teiras matone gmure, but b'teiras piroin vorechim. As long as he's marked with her, and as long as she acquires title, even though it's b'teiras, not b'teiras matone she acquires title, but b'teiras piroin, so it's still a good gift. It's still a good gift. So that doesn't mean that Rashi agrees with it. Because here, she doesn't acquire title, but she doesn't acquire title in the golden tablet, B'teiras Matonei Gemurei, but only B'teiras Piroin. All right. Tomer Avon, Harei Zegitei, V'Anyo Sheli, Harei Zegitei V'Anyo Sheli, Einu Megreshes, Al Menashe Tanzir, Yes Anyo, הרי זה מגורשת. לצד רשת. ואני לא כל אני לא נמעט ובעצי. אין לי מגורשת. יחיד את אני לא שלוי, לא נוסר לו כלום. זה נמצא איסי הספר חיבר. אבל אמנה שתעזיר לי את אני לא, שהרי זה מגורשת. Why? Because that's only the tira snai. And כל אימא אמנה עסקים למחשבה. So the melee, he gives her the paper. And that's only a condition at night. So he doesn't limit her title in the paper. He gives her absolute title in the gate, in the paper of the gate, the parchment, whatever. But he stipulates at night that if she doesn't return later on, if she's not makne back to him, so the whole kiddush should be bought on Afreya. So it is just like any other time. Suppose he'll give her the gift and he'll say, if you will not give me, let's say, Meo Zeus after that, then the kiddush should be bought. So it will be all right. So what difference does it make? Whether the tnai is stipulated in connection with Meo Zeus or in connection with that paper. As long as he gave a full title in the paper. raised that she should be Canaanite. So here she wasn't Cain in the paper. He reserved the title in the paper in himself. She's not Cain in the paper. But if we say like it says, so why shouldn't it be good? Now, and from Rashi it's mashma, that the reason is why it's not good if he says Ayoshali, the Chit Ayoshali we know some. So it's the Nisida is like it. So we see that the Nosan implies not only a physical delivery, Siddhic Raven, but also Kinyan. Now, so from Rashi it certainly appears not like it is. But the Rambam mentions another part as to why, if he says Al Nash Tazil is Ayo, so he will be righteous. He will be righteous. הרי זה גיטר והניו שלי אינו מגרשת שאין זה קריסס על מנה שתיתנו לי יש הניו הרי זה גט ותיתן so the Rambam mentioned at the time why do we say והניו שלי is אינו מגרשת because of the soul of Christ. Why doesn't the Rambam mention because of Chisom of Nisine? So, you could say in the Rambam that there is no Chisom of Nisine because Nisine only implies a physical delivery, Nisine created, not the Shmegikin. So the Rambam has to resort to the time of Christus. But, it's not from Rashi, it's certainly Muchach negative says. But from the Rambam, it's not Muchach like it says. Because, now let's see the Gemara for a minute. Let's see the Gemara for a minute. Alright. Boy Rapop. Bin Shita li Shita li Teilu li Teilu li Teilu li Teilu. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention this Abai. He doesn't mention this Abai. So he should mention, I mean, that it's Isofik. It's Teilu. So that's strange, just why the Rambam doesn't mention it. Because usually when there is an Abaye, even though we pass through Chumre, so the Rambam says, it's up. And here he says, and he doesn't mention this case. But it could be that since the Rambam says Stam, Harezikita Vayor Shalim Gereshes, Shein Zekrises, so he includes even a case where he reserves for himself the paper that is Meshita Meshita, the paper that is Meteo Meteo. And even that, since it's a Bible, so it's also no good. So it could be that the reason is why the Rambam mentions the time of Krises, because from the point, because this is more embraces more, is much broader than the time of Christus. Because from the point of view of Nisine, so only if he reserves for himself title in the paper that is overtaken by the Xav, so then she's not Canaan again. But if he reserves for himself the paper that is not overtaken by the Xav, but the paper that is Benshita Meshita, so there is no Chisom in Vinosa, because she acquired title in the get, in that part of the paper that is overtaken by Xav. So why should it be not, why should she not be migrashes? But there is an additional time as to why Hanyo Shali is in migrashes, because of the Chisom of Trises. From the point of view of Chisom of Trises, we can consider even Bilteoti. So that might be the reason why the Rambam mentions the time of Krisis rather than the time of Nisine. Because on the basis of the Chisson Nisine, so Bichito and Shito, there wouldn't be any question that it's all right. But on the basis of Tuises, so there is a question even in regard to a reservation that is made in the paper that is Bichito and Shito Mitevoti. Why? הרי זה כתבה יושב מקרש מה שלא מסע, יושב מקרש כפוי רב כל פני שיתו אישית ותאו ותאו מה היתקו נאו את סדרה שלו הרי זה מקרש של איתר הזה, מתון מה שלא הרבה שומע תון יושב מקרש אישית ושלו יהיו so the more as the cash we take when you say that I have to break money we will shnai we shnai we shnai shnai how can now the more he has an abaye the more he has an abaye as to whether it is kosher on the basis of Tuises, or maybe on the basis of Messina, you'll find the Shemin, who explained that by also on the basis of Messina. In other words, that perhaps even if it's in his Mishaya, only the paper, Mishita, 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 but maybe there is still a Chisson Nisin, because she does not, she has the acquired title in all the paper on which the Ketz is written. Not just on the paper that is back of Daisies. Even the paper, even the blank paper, if you, so it's also his own sin, if he reserves himself the blank paper, so that's one way of explaining it. So the question is, why do we have to resort to Krisis or to Nisine, but let it be possible, because Sefer Rechadom Rachmone Vushmayim Vushmayim Vushmayim, because it is aimed, since he reserved title, in the paper, so he has a little light to call it out after the Nisine. So it's aiming to be kotzutz, to be called out. Mimele, since it is aiming to be kotzutz, so it's considered as if it is kotzutz already. Mimele, so it's considered as if the get is written on 10 different pieces of paper. Now, he'll tell you, here is one line, and here there is a blank line. So you cut this out. Then there's another line, and there is another blank line. To cut this out. So what do we have? It's aimed to be cut, and then we'll have, instead of one unitary piece of paper, you'll have 10 small pieces of paper. So it's Mishnai Mishloisha Svari. Mishnai Mishloisha Svari. So the Gemara says, Mishnai Mishloisha. So then, in other words, he's Mishaya the paper between all the ACS, but the ACS touch each other. So, and also, let's say, the Lamed of the Shura Tachteino touches the end of the Kuf in the Shura Yen. So the Mele, and he is only Mishaya in himself, those paper that is between these connections. So even after it will be Kotzutz, it will still be one unitary piece. But it will not look so nice. I mean, there will be many rents in that piece of paper. But even after he cuts out what he's legally entitled to cut out, so there will still be one unitary piece of paper, and with many, many small pieces being thinly attached to each other. But as long as even after all the blank pieces of paper will be cut out, so there will still be an attachment between the different lines, so Mimele, you can't apply the Chisson of Sefer Rechadom Rachmoneh or Mishnayim Mishlish Esvori. Mishnayim Mishlish Esvori. So the Shaila is on the basis of Nisine, or on the basis of Trises, whether it's all right or not. Now, this is how the Shaila explained it. On the basis of Trises, on the Dabai, on the basis of Trises, on the basis of Nisine, the Ritvo, the Ram explained it that way. The Aramiri, he says that in the case where is Mishaya, Ben Shita, Ben Shita, Ben Tevo, Ben Tevo, and it's Miure, so in other words, even after all these blank pieces of paper are cut out, so it will still be attached, there will still be an attachment, and there will still be a unitary piece of paper, so in Mele, there is no Chisson Vinosan, and there is no Chisson Chrises either. But the Shaila is, I mean, as fact, per se, there is no Chisson in Chrises. But since the attachment is a very thin attachment, so in the Mele, and it's true, you can do it, let's say. I mean, you'll write let's say, he writes to Athanasius here, let's say. And then there is a blank piece of paper. And then there is you touch like this. This lamed touches this aleph. This lamed touches this aleph. And let's say there is a lamed here that touches this wall. This wall. And then he'll tear out this piece of paper. So it will still be attached, but it will be very, very thinly attached. And any irritation, so we'll tear it into many pieces of paper. You'll have to handle it very, very, very gently. You will not be able to pick up that big piece of paper like that. Then it will tear into many pieces of paper. So the shaila, this is the hauda of Amiri, explained the Gemara. The shaila of the Gemara is, the Gemara assumed that in the case where it's mishaya, pieces of paper, there is no chisom physics. But the only chisom is because once it is cut out, so it's shnayim shlishus vorim. But it's miur. But since the iru is a very thin iru, and it's aimed to tear into many pieces, so the mele, that's the shayla, whether it's considered an iru or not an iru. So mele, if it's not considered as a real chibur, so mele we have the psu of shnayim shlishus vorim. This is how the Rav Amiri explains it. Now, Reb Chaim, it's not in the Sefer, but that's the Piyashmur. Reb Chaim raises a question. Here the Gemara says that if you write again on 10 different pieces of paper, let's say you write on one piece of paper, Ariyat in Teres, then another piece of paper that is not attached to it, you write in Teres of Lodom. Then on a third piece of paper, you mention the name of the husband. On a fourth piece of paper, you mention the name of the wife, and then on the fifth piece of paper, you write between the Elohim and Elohim. So it's possible. Why? Because of the special Zachosu of Rishnai and Rishonish's Lord. So Reb Chaim raises the question, why do we have to resort to a special Zachosu of Rishnai and Rishonish's Lord? How about other stories? Would it be good by other stories? Suppose you write the Shtamatone, and you write the Shtamatone on two separate pieces of paper. And then, so you write part of the text of the Shtar Matoneh, you write on this, and then the other portion of the Shtar Matoneh, you write on this, and then the Edi will sign here on this. It shouldn't be with Shtar. Because unless this piece of paper has all the important information of the Shtar Matoneh, but suppose the Ksive on this piece of paper does not have all the important information. Let's say, he said, Hare, Sode, and then he designates it, he earmarks it. So, by saying, Sode, lap number 12, is another piece of paper. So it's no, there is no agorizatis. What kind of agorizatis do you have? What kind of agorizatis do you have? So the Chassidus Eidim only applies to anything that is written on this piece of paper. But it doesn't apply to whatever is written on this piece of paper. And even if the Eidim will affix the signatures on both pieces of paper, it wouldn't make any sense. So by all stories it shouldn't be good. So why do we have to resort to a halacha of Mishnayim Shlishus Vorim? So Reb Chaim says, Enoch and Ami, we don't have to resort. In the case where he writes again on two separate pieces of paper, then it's possibly all shloras. There is no agor zeidin. There is no agor zeidin. But we have to resort to this kerasakosu into this case, in such a case, where the get was written on one piece of paper, except that he reserved title himself for the paper between one sheet and another sheet. So it takes me to be cautious. But at the time of the Ksive, it was one piece of paper. At the time of the Nisine, it was one piece of paper. But it's aimably his cautious. So the Ran explains, since it's aimably his cautious, so mainly we have the tool of which time changes for. By other stories, there wouldn't be any psul by other shtoris. But by get, because there is a special tzivos hakosel, sefer echot v'mishnayim shlosha sforim, and what's the purpose of this tzivos hakosel? Not in regard to the case where the get was written on two separate pieces of paper. Then we don't have to resort to a special tzivos hakosel. Then by all shtoris it's no shtar. So the whole tzivos hakosel applies, was mentioned, in connection with this kind of a case, where it's aimed at these causes. So that's why we have to resort to this special tzivos hakosel. But where Imam Shvites the get on two pieces of paper, then in no shtoris it's no. Now, so, as far as the get being validated through Eidech Sine, then I understand. So what Rav Chaim says seems to be a double portion. But Rav Chaim says, at least I heard that in Rav Chaim's name, that Rav Chaim said that even if the get is, or the shtar is validated through Eidech Sine and no Eidech Sine, so it is still possible in all shtars. I mean, that's not so much. If the shtar has to be validated through Eidech Sine, so it's a double portion. I mean, it's a mistake like that. It's a double portion. That by all shtars, it's no shtar. There is no agoresedim. There is no agoresedim on each piece of paper separately. And so the melee, so what will have edim, in other words, that the edim, when they sign, they'll also say that this is part and parcel of another piece of paper. But the agoresedim has to be in the chsime, has to be inherent in the signature itself, and leave the signature by itself without coupling it with a statement that there were two separate pieces of paper, there wouldn't be agoresedim. So even if they couple the signature with the statement that there were two separate pieces of paper, it's still not agoresedim. But Rav Chaim says that even if the shtar is validated to Eid Misireh, and the Misireh see that both pieces of paper are handed over, let's say from the Nesim to the Mikabel, so it's still not good. Why? This is not so possible. So he says, because in order that the shtar should become valid for the Eden Misireh to the Misireh, there must be one Misireh of the shtar. Now, so, but if you have the shtar consists of two separate pieces of paper, so it's not one Misireh over both pieces of paper. It's two separate Misirehs. That cannot validate the shtar as a valid shtar. There has to be one Misireh. But when the two pieces of paper are not attached to each other, so mainly it's two misiras, even if they are handed over, they are folded together. So it's still two misiras, so it cannot become a valid shtar through the misir, through the misir. This is what he says. So mainly the whole Tzeres HaKosov of Shnayim Shlishis Sforim was mentioned by the Torah in regard to the case where it's one piece of paper at the time of the Tzeres, at the time of the Sine, everything. But it's evidently his causes. So then by other stories there was no pursuit. But by get it is possible. Yes, what is it?
Maybe you could say, since we're dealing here with the fire together, it's all this, not either altogether.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking, if on one piece of paper you only have the tapis, and the second piece of paper you have the tapis, so it's a good get.
The
tapis is not important.
The
what is it?
The
Shem
and
the Get is the Rabbanon. Alright, but with Rabbanon it's Rakim,
so...
Yes,
it's
not
possible, right?
What?
Maybe the Shai is whatever is good for the Get.
No, Monefshech. If it is... Now, if we say the Shemes is with Rabbanon, not like Ramban Shit. The Shemes is with Rabbanon, and with Raisin you don't need Shemes, and the second piece of paper has everything except Shemes, so in the middle, with the right say, it should be good even after the Xeris Akosu from which line shows as well. So we don't need it. No. So even after the Xeris Akosu, it's good. Because Shtayim Shlishis Sforim means that the Ikre shall get the text, the essential text of the get is written unto Sforim. Alright. Now the Murem Yurem Miktas. שהיו ביעשויס ארוכים, איסייס, ארוכים, המגיעים משיטו לשיטו בראש הקולטינו בדיוק. So, as the Rashbo points out, according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says, משיטו לשיטו בדיוק, it means, not oyoy, but he reserved title in both papers, in the paper between one line and the other, and between one os and the other. There is another pshat. Now let's see how the Rashi writes. Poi va qua, vendevo il tempo di scelto di Cittamaro, con il sinix a sui posti, di misciun di scelto di Shailo, di Gabo, con voi, un misciun cruz gite, o di voi, ben scelto di scelto di tempo di tempo. So in other words, he emphasizes, the Rashbo emphasizes, the count of the song of cruz gite, only in regard to the cases of the Shiloh Shiloh and Tehu Tehu. But in regard to Hanyosh Ami, he doesn't emphasize the because he did. Because in the case where he says Hanyosh Ami, so then we don't have to resort to the Chesom of Princes. But then there is no Messinah. And whereas the Rashbo doesn't spell it out so explicitly, but the Ritvo spells it out explicitly. The Ritvo says that when there is, he says, Ani Yoshali, then there are two chesreds as to why it's possible that I say. One, because there is no misine, because it's Eisi Esperet Babi. She doesn't acquire title in any paper. So, and number two, because it's not Chuzgit. But in the case of Nishita, Nishita, Nitebe, Nitebe, so the Ritvo emphasizes only the chesom of Chuzgit, not the chesom of misine. So in other words, that's a riot to what we said. That might be the reason why the Rambam mentions the psul of Chruz Gite, not the psul of Nisine, because if the Rambam had mentioned the chesom of Nisine, so then Benshita Lishite would certainly be alright. And there is Nabai Lishite even in regard to Benshita Lishite, so that's on the basis of Chruz Gite. Now, So there is no chesom of Nisim. So what is the chesom? The chesom is in Chrises. But from Rashi doesn't mention Chrises altogether, so we see that there is a difference between the Ritvos Pshat and Rashi Pshat. According to Rashi Pshat, so the Shaila is in connection with Nisine. Maybe if his Mishaya title in the paper in Shittim Shittim Tevei Tevei, so there is a diminution in the Nisine. Or, and according to the Ritvo, no, in Nisine there is no chesom. But the Shaila is in Chrises. The Shaila is in Chrises. Now the Rashi, back again to the Rashi. Boy, I put bin Taylor Taylor Mishim 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 in regard to the case where is Mishaya the blank, Vinshita Nishite, or where is Mishaya just the blank, Vinshita Nishite. Or if you want to go to the case, take a look at the case, and the Shnai was just worrying, and there are shape in the Chodi Korma, the Apostle. The Haile Vinshita Nishite, I will be taking the table, I can't see the record. Because if we say that the Abayo Gimoy was a reference to the case where is Mishaya both blanks, so then, it's able to be a sculpture and to be many small and many pieces of paper. But according to the Oyoikoma, so in other words, so the Abaye has reference to two separate situations. One situation is where he just is Mishaya, the paper, between one word and the other, and he's not Mishaya, the paper between one line, one little line and the other. So in this case, there is no chesom of Shnayim Shlosh Yisrael. Because even after it is kotzutz, since he is not legally entitled to cut out the blank paper between one line and the other, but just between one word and the other, so that even after it cuts out, so it will have many holes, but it will still remain one unitary piece of paper. So there is no kasha. But the kasha is in respect to the other case of the Abaye, where is Mishaya, the all the blank paper between one line and another. If you cut out all the blank paper between this line and that line, so mainly you'll have separate pieces of paper. So it's aiming to be separate pieces of paper. So mainly each time we change this line. Now it takes us. His coming to his coming because of Mao. Avot had the cost of Israel no kosher. So she doesn't acquire anything that is of substantial value. Haile mishum yoivu mi ekolake. Avot hoche lo yoivu elo biteras lo. So in other words, last time we mentioned that Israel's inclusion that involved. So that Israel's appears to imply that Isur HaNoi is not a koyo bias. So in Mele, according to Teisves, there is no kasha altogether. And Teisves' intuition says that the reason is why I'm coming to Isur HaNoi is Eilim Kadeshes, because the shabbiest of the benefit is she can have Shaluki Derech HaNoso is less than a putin. So that's why she's not in Kadeshes, because I'm in Kadesh, before it's been put in Kadeshes. Oh, the other washing Teisves is because Isha is some Kadaiti. So you see from that Teisves that it's not a koyo violence. So, but she has very little value in the Israel way. So this is what Teisves says. Haim shu yoyu me, kol aget, abu hocha lo yoyu me, abu tiras kiroi. So mele, she's not considered to acquire title in the paper. And from this question, it's also mashma not like the Rashbo. Because according to the Rashbo, so if she gets a Bitiras Kiroin, then in Hanane, then it's a Pshites that she's not Migrashes. And the only reason as to why she is Migrashes according to Maskone, and the only reason as to why Robe had a Sophic is because he had one alternative. One alternative was that she means to be Meichel the death of Bixuri. So mainly, when she gets the golden tablet, she gets it in Batonic Mure. So why does what Teisves says, Abhoch lo yod lo b'teras kiroin? So it's a raya from this Teisves that Teisves is also chelik on the Rashbo. Not because Teisves agrees with the Ktzeis Yisod in Sinon Reish Beis, but because in as much as she does acquire title, even though she doesn't acquire title with Teras Batonic Mure, she acquires title with Teras Kiroin, but as long as she makes a kinyan and she acquires title, even though it's a Teras Kiroin, so it's a good year. Yes, what?
Why can't we say to the Asher book that it's so according to say, according to Tosus chapter, it's a question of Kavana of the Nesina. An Nesina L'shem Kiroin. That's not it's a Nesina greater, but it's
no, but the Teisves says she does not have to acquire title in the temple.
But if it's an Nesina has a Kavana of Kiron, it's no good thing.
Why not? Any sin is any sin. She can have a Kavana. Any sin, as a matter of fact, the Kavana of the Nesina is purely L'shem Yiddish. Because as far as paying up the debt, he doesn't have to hand it over Miyod El Yodoh. He can just throw it to her on the Karka. So she'll also get paid. So when he makes a direct sin in your daily door, so the kavoni is exclusively l'shem yiddish, not l'shem peroyim. The kavoni with peroyim is only the peroyim itself, but not of the sin. The sin.
All
right, we don't do the peroyim, otherwise yeah. Because she doesn't acquire title in it. B'teiras matonik muhe, but only b'teiras peroyim. Al menash tazi o esayom yoreshes, b'firik nishon ze kavoyim maish nereishim maish neseife, ומפורש לו שני אחות, משל יסי פעב את פנאי ומייס ידיד ומרח. Now that צוקים משאור זה goes according to the premise that Al-Nas is not גאים המח שלו. So ממילא, that means that when he says, הרי זה גיטר, Al-Nas שתעזיר לי את סניו, אז Al-Nas שתעזיר לי את so that means it's a תנאי. הרי זה גיטר, and when should you be מגרשת, now let's say, he gives her at 6 o'clock in the morning. He gives her the cake. And he says to her, Harizikite Hamnash Tazil and Sango. And according to that Zuke, so Hamnash is not Kim Amarjo. So it's like Hamnash is the same kind of knife like Kim. So what does it mean? If he, at 6 o'clock he says, Harizikite Hamnash Tazil and Sango, you should be precious only after you fulfill the knife. Only after you return the get to me. Then you should be precious. Now suppose at 6 a.m., he gives her a get, and he stipulates that Naya Manash Razul is a law, and then at 12 noon, she gives him back the get. So when does she have to become the Rashes? At 12 noon. So the Gemara says, Kaboy Maishna Reisha Maishna Seife, Unfor Shosh Lechot, Mishim Seife have a Tnai on Maishna Seife Gubarechot. We have a Tnai, Bottle of Maishna Kai, Tesis, now Mishim also explains it. What does it mean? Tnai on Maishna Gubarechot, where the Kiyuma Tnai is Seife, is diametrically opposed to the king. Let's say if we say, Alimidem is that Amunas is Kimacho, so there is no disharmony between the Gerashim, the Kinyan, and the Kimatnai. But if we say, if you more assume there, that Amunas is not Macho, Amunas is like him, so he means, Harizikite Hamnash Tazirli Sanyo, means you should be precious only after you return the get to me. So then there is a stira between the Kinyan, the Gerashim, and the Kimatnai. Because according to that night, the way he stipulated, when she should be precious, when she gets it, when he gets it back from her. When he gets it back from her. So, I mean, that is diametrically opposed to the whole concept of Gerashim. The whole Chalizdin of Gerashim is that she should be precious by the Ishe getting it from the Baal. And here he stipulates that you should be precious dafke when the Ishe gives it back to the Baal. So there is diametrically opposed. The Kinyan, the Gerashim, and the Kimatnai are diametrically opposed to each other. So the Melee, that's not Dunya the Tnoyib Nigod of Neuven. Because the Tnoyib, this is how Tesis Mishoz explains it. The Tnoyib Nigod of Neuven in Yadro and Isatel. So the Kinyan consisted in the acquisition of title in the Nachle, in the Nachle in Ibrahim. And the Kiyumatnai consisted in helping their brothers. So there was no opposition. There was no diametrical opposition between the Kinyan, the acquisition of title in the Nachle in Ibrahim, and the Kiyumatnai. So that kind of Tnai is alright. But if it's Tnai, Umayse, Bidovarechod, when the Tnai and the Maise are diametrically opposed to each other, then it's not doing it in the God of Yerube, so then it's Tnoi, Bottle of Maise Kayom. That's why she's in Reshes, because this kind of Tnai is null and void. So in Mele, she's in Reshes. This is how the Gemara Mishnah was explained. Kaboy Maishna Mishnah, you see, for Shoshana, you should see Tnai Maise Bidovarechod. So then there is a diametrical opposition between the king and the Gerashim and the Kimatnai. She not get beyond him to have official rules of also migrations, because it has to be doing it with God in the room. If the Tnai is diametrically opposed to the king, so then the Tnai is null and void as if he didn't stipulate that Tnai. You can have official rules of also migrations. So according to that, so when we say, when the price says, so it means migreshes, not only if it is returned, even if it isn't returned, she is migreshes. According to the Maskon of Gimore, that Amunash is given a machshov, so then she's only migreshes if it is returned. But according to the Halakim there in the morning, she's in precious even if it's not returned, because the whole Tnai is bottom. Alright. So, Rove explains that the Rove Mishoze also assumes that Amunas is not in the Machshav. And still, he says, the reason is why. So he's Migreshes because every tnai is to be dumyedi b'nigode b'nehuv. What was the tnai that was stipulated? In yavu unsaten. So the tnai was mentioned first, and then the kinyan unisaten was mentioned later. Mashiach came over there when he said, Hare is a kidding. So the kinyan is mentioned first, that is a kitten. And then the tnai, al nas, is mentioned later. So it's not dumyed in the god of the room. So maybe the tnai is bottle. So even if she doesn't return the get to him, she is still in the reshes because it's not dumyed in the god of the room. Mashain came in the case of in chesed zed martone, al nashitar ziruli, so Lovey was not in daik to formulate it properly, but he really has reference in the more intuition to the case where he formulated the other way. I mean, he said, Al Menashe Tarzili is a Eskikaze, and Nathan Lecho is a Eskik Matan. So that's why, so it's, the Tnai was mentioned before the Kenyan. So Mele, if he's Mikhail the Tnai, so then, so he's Yot. So how can we learn how to alochet? So it says, we learn how from Sefer to alochet. One alochet is the din of chrises of Sefer Dvorim, in other words, that the get must contain clear and unambiguous language, sheyiein in aksav, sheyir shov in siro mikinyonei, and another alochet that is deduced from Sefer is that loishnayim ushloishosot. Vintena, heich machshir mikirik bas, vashiyam tisaken kosvita vashayini, haron nifzal mishrei datin, vishibzibrach murachmonet mishlaim shlishis vori. Shkaminim shrei bin disayte, kos mishrei datin psulo, zibrach murachmonet mishlaim shlishis vori. Now, here we say that if we get this written on two separate pieces of paper, it's no good. All right, this thesis is not contrary to what the Chaim says. Because the Chaim says that in the case where it's mamish written on two separate pieces of paper, we don't even have to resort to the possibility of substantial swallowing. But it goes without saying that where it is written mamish on two separate pieces of paper, even though, as Abraham says, it would be possible without the special zakosot, but now that we have the zakosot, so it's certainly possible on the basis of the zakosot too. So the narrative says, so how does the Gemara say, Shia mixes again, because so it's kosher. So Tesis assumed that it means that Hashem, he wrote the get, and then a little bit was left over and was written on another piece of paper. So why should it be good? So Tesis says, the Gemara has reference to the case, what's the form of the folder. So he wrote on this part of the folder, and then he finished it on this. So it's a unitary piece of paper, so then it's all right. But if it's two separate pieces of paper, then it's possible. So the reform was midayik that by get there is no requirement of mukefes grill. By sivateira, by film, by mizuzes, there is a requirement of mukefes grill. In other words, that if one horse in the sivatora touches another horse, so it's not surrounded by blank parchment. The ends, the extremities of the horse are not surrounded by blank parchment, so it's possible. So the Rambam says, that by here there is no such requirement. And even if all the ACS touch each other, it's still a good get. Because here the Rambam says, well, it's different than Yura. And the Rambam assumed that Yura means that the ACS, the top of the ACS at the bottom Shure, touch the bottom of the ACS, the bottom extremities of the ACS of the top shore. what initiative authority in the possible. But by there, there is no such soul. The only commodity you hang by girl. Hov shall she tell you no, the day shall she tell, or he shall may be, or you hash on my own man. So that he says that there is, it's not right. Not that the he holds that the psalm of Mukhev Gvir applies, of any Mukhev Gvir applies to get. He agrees that unlimited MS, he doesn't apply. But he says there is no right from this Gemara, because this Gemara might mean not that, let's say, that the two ACs touch each other, but it means that we have the top here, the top, and then the top of the Lamed enters the tail of the top. So that does not involve a tzur of Mukhev Gvir. That does not involve the tzur of Mukhev Gvir. So that's why you might get its kosher. But maybe when it's Mukhev Gvir, so then it's possible by get. Umikom Mukhev Gvir read in Tzor Chayel Hashi. Yidach ki bisvatera tzimu mizutas binen shiyo yisiyas Mukhev Gvir. Ki lo mafere kakeyez, mishim yitzil bo chsavto mitzilatano. Aber die Gett leke kneide, dachte, die Sefer und Jewe bin am Gett. Die Sefer, die Kossach, die Gett, und die Sefer, das wollen das. But the Lee also agrees that there is no soul of Mukhev Gvir by Gett. But there is a shit for shame that by get there is a psul of Mukhev, even though by Sivator, so we Mukhev is possible because there is a special Zasakosu for Ksaftom Ksivetamo, but by get there is no such Zasakosu. So these Rishayim apparently hold that by Sivator, the Zasakosu of Ksaftom Ksivetamo implies that if it's Mukhev Gvir, then there is a chisom in the Tzurasos. It's not a special chisom, an extraneous psul of Ksivetamo. Ksivetamo implies, according to this machine, that if it's Mukhev Gvir, if an os is not surrounded, if the extremities of the os are not surrounded by blade parchment, by blade paper, then there is a diminution in the tzuros, in the tzuros, because the akofas gvir is an integral part of the tzuros. Now, the Shulchan Aruch passed from Sechatchila that it should not be, it should be Mukhev Gvir, but the Eved it doesn't pass. It's a good problem. Simen Kuf Hofei, Si Vo, Noadu Hachmiyo Sheviyu Oisiyas Mukofis Gvir, Vim Yeshvei, Oisiyas Vukeis, Yidra Vileya Mafri. Suppose, the war, since the Hatkhila is Cheshish, but the Eved is not Cheshish. In other words, what does the Eved mean if it's a question of Rikune? So then, we rely on the Shite of the overwhelming majority of Hashem, that there is no, because this is like Yeshivas Yochid. Still, the Chatchile, the Mechaber, is Machi. So suppose he did touch at the Yen and Aleph, and then you had the Lamed touch the Aleph, all you have to do is to just erase and be Machi. And that will not involve a psul of Choktiches. Because when does it involve a psul of Choktiches? When...